Yes, Johnny, I want you to put me through to risk management for finance. Yeah, that's what they're called. That's where the indemnification bonds are.
You have reached Treasury Board and Finance, Risk Management and Insurance. Our regular office hours are 8 to 4:30 p.m. and we are closed for lunch from 12 to 1 p.m. At this time, many of our staff members are working remotely. If you wish to leave a message, please speak slowly and clearly and someone will return your call. In the event of an extreme claims emergency after hours, please call 1-877-313-2585. You must identify yourself as calling on behalf of the Government of Alberta. Thank you for calling.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Yes, my name is Minister Edward J. Robin, and I'm calling on behalf of the province of Alberta that's engaged in criminal activity and has indemnification bonds, according to an order in council, way back in Don Geddes' government days, back in the 90s. So I have copies of these indemnification bond orders, which means they exist. I'd like some aid and direction as to, well, how come one can lay a complaint against the bond of, say, for instance, Jason Kenney against Casey Maddu. I'd like to find out how one lays a claim against their bond, something that's valid, something that's not frivolous, something that has all the law added up so anybody with a clear mind can read the law and can see they've trapped themselves now. It's impossible to say they have not breached the law. They're engaged in criminal activity, and I have the proof. I'd like somebody competent to get back to me at 780-399-6250 to aid and direct the process where one can lay a legitimate complaint and have it received and investigated by somebody competent to do so. I know the process exists, otherwise there would not be indemnification bonds in place. You don't have an indemnification bond in place and then not allow anybody to lay a claim against it. So in order to lay a claim against it, the public needs to know where they exist and what form, what processes there are in place. And I'm looking for your direction, certainly not legal advice. I don't need legal advice. You can't find a lawyer in this province that has a valid oath. They're all in breach of the Federal Oaths of Allegiance Act because they removed the word do from the Alberta Oath. This has been validated well over a decade ago by the former Justice Minister of Alberta, Dave Hancock. He confirmed he knew that that word was missing in the oath, and he said, we're going to leave it just the way it is. And this was investigated by Neil Skinner, the former advisor for justice at that time. This is a reality when you're being told that that oath is invalid. So I'd like to lay a claim against the indemnification bonds of those people bearing a false oath, and I'd like somebody with a straight face to say that it's okay for them to have a false oath. We're just going to smile and look the other way. I'd like somebody competent to get back to me, acting in honor towards the people of this province that depend on those oaths, depend on those indemnification bonds to save themselves harmless from tyrants and dictators ruling over our lives. That's the purpose of these indemnification bonds, and I'd like to know the name of the man or woman that's going to try and avoid their occupational hazard for not reporting and allowing the people of Canada to report claims against these indemnification bonds. I've noticed in the past there's somebody that stands up and tries to prevent it zealously. He's guarding the bonds, trying to prevent anybody from laying claims against them, especially if they're legitimate, backed up with the law. it would appear that that man or woman is engaged in criminal activity, aiding and abetting a criminal event, 465 of the criminal code, encouraging others to break the law. So please get back to me at area code 780-399-6250 with somebody competent to know the law, respect the law, and ensure the law is enforced to the benefit of men and women in Alberta, remembering those indemnification bonds were put in place to allow men and women in Alberta to lay a claim against them if they've been damaged. And that's what's taking place here today. Kenny and his crew are pushing experimental medical devices upon the people of Alberta, and they have not looked under the word trial to see that it's synonymous with experiment and that they're violating Article 7 of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which mean they're breaching 126 of the Criminal Code, violating an Act of Parliament. That would be the Emergencies Act. They're engaged in violating 176, 180, and 423 of the Criminal Code, where they have used a civil code of the province to intimidate men and women, obstruct them, and nuisance them to prevent them from exercising their freedom in full, unfettered liberty. Get back to me at area code 780-399-6250 when you're prepared to act competently and in honor towards the people of this province that pay your wage. Thank you so much for your time. And may God bless.
Finish your recording after the tone.
Area code 780-399-6250 is where I expect a call back from a competent man or woman prepared to enforce the law to the benefit of the people of the province of Alberta. May God bless. Bye for now.
You have reached your message.